Do you remember I talked about your wishes? What do you wish to have? You wish to have and to be, right? And you're wrong. Because this is the wish of the animal. The wish of a human being is different. Because the feeling of the human being is different. We are listening to music. And we cannot talk easily about the music we are listening to. We have developed all of this. To do what? To come out of myself? To be a part of we? To be my character, my cultural existence? What am I talking about? This is my meaning, not being. Being is existence, is this. But I have a meaning. Here, when we are talking about Rumi, Rumi is not just a guy. He is the meaning that he is trying to teach us. He is a teacher. Everybody understands when I say he is a teacher, right? What is a teacher? Teacher is not somebody who teaches you something. Because in that manner, all the animals are teachers. Because they teach their children. No, by teaching, we mean impressing and giving you that special feeling that you have for that teacher. Because that teacher is not only your teacher, we call him master. When I'm talking about Rumi, one of the images in my brain is always Ahmad Jafari, one of my teachers. For 13 years, every week I will be sitting down and listening to this guy reading this book and talking about this path. That's what it is. The trick is what? We talked about all the tricks. Here he talked even about the relationship between the teacher and you. Do you remember? He said, when I'm teaching all of this, I don't know what will happen in you. I don't know you. And I don't care. Yes, I could go and study and learn techniques to study your psychology and blah, 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 all of that. But, Because all of that is what? Is the scientific, logical way to do it, right? What we are talking about here is beyond the logic. So, I don't care about. I care about the feeling that is in me, honestly, to bring this out. to show it to people. This is something that I didn't have it. For 40 years, I lived another life. I was teacher and the judge and the blah, 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 all of that, remember? One guy. A poor guy, a strange guy, told me that you don't get it. And he explained it to me. Do you want me to explain it to you? Oh, he did it in 3 days. Why? Because I had all the PhDs. How about you? He was at the top of the scientific position. Right? Then the magic had happened. And here we even talk about that magic. Do you know about that magic? You will read it tonight. The paragraph you are going to read is that magic. Do you remember this story? The final story is about three guys who are doing the forbidden thing. The daddy told them, do whatever you want and I will give you whatever you could have. I will divide my country to three and you three will be the luckiest fellow. There is only one thing that I am asking you not to do. There is some thing somewhere, don't go there. And he died. Right? Then, yes, curiosity. Now we have everything, but we don't know what's there. We know what's there because we read Rumi to the end and I know this story. But for that, they have to leave everything. This was the condition, do you remember? It said leave everything. Because everything is logically in the brain of a fish or goat. That's everything. We are talking about beyond the things. That passion, that special stuff which magically could happen for a few people. What about me? I get close as I could. I hope that magic happens. But if it doesn't happen, doesn't matter, because I'm trying my best. So my meaning is a seeker, a searcher, right? So, when the teacher is talking, he's talking because of the passion in him. What about the rest of you? That's the point. The rest of you. When we say the rest of you, we mean you who are listening, right? My answer is, what about the rest of the people who are not listening to us? there is always the crowd, but we know that this magic happens because we know something which is in you. What is it? We know that if we tell you don't do this, you will do it. So, a lot of times we will tell you don't do this, don't do that. And when you need to do it, you will. How? How does it happen? You are a logical fellow, but do you want to know how it happens? That moment? Peter, really? This is a very lovely paragraph. Listen carefully. Yes.
How the brothers repeated their advice to the eldest, and how he was unable to endure it, and ran away from them and went off, frenzied and beside himself, and rushed into the king's audience chamber without asking permission, but from excess of passionate love, not from disrespect and recklessness, etc.
This is it. He talked about it, blah, 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 blah. Now, in this paragraph, we will start with how the opposite will happen. And he doesn't say how, because nobody could say how. We say, suddenly, these two brothers, they sat down to talk to him and brought the reasons. Suddenly, he said, the hell with you. He stood up and like an arrow ran away. Went to that king, blah, blah, blah. Finish. Yes.
The two said to him, in our souls are answers like stars in the sky. Unless we speak, the game will not come out right. And if we speak, thy heart will be grieved. We are like frogs in the water. 'Tis painful to speak, while the result of silence is suffocation and illness. If we speak not, friendship has no light. And if we speak, 'tis without leave.
You see, there. Simple, logical explanation of the problem of conversing. That when you want to say something, it will not be exactly what you want to say. It depends on the language, on the feeling, on the position, and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't say it, then what? You are hiding something and that hitting and the secret game and blah, blah, blah. So, logically, there is always this side or that side. Definitive answer really doesn't exist. Especially when it is the advising. Yes.
Straightway he sprang up, crying, farewell, O kinsman. Verily, this world and all therein is but a passing enjoyment.
They are sitting down and enjoying the brothership, right? That being closed. And talking. Suddenly he said, the hell